everybody. Good Wednesday morning to you from News Channel 13. I'm meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Well, we do have a very hot day in store for the entire listening area, as we do have excessive heat warnings and heat advisories to talk about. They are posted for many locations, again, around the listening area. In terms of the excessive heat warnings and the heat advisory, think of it in this fashion. During the winter, we talk about the wind chill factor that feels like in terms of the cold temperatures and the cooling effects of wind. Well, during the summer, it's the temperature, but taking into consideration the amount of moisture in the atmosphere, the humidity levels, and the combination of the temperature and humidity levels gives you what feels like temperature today of 104 to 108 in terms of the excessive heat warnings. That'll be in effect for Western Columbia, Eastern Green, all of Ulster, and Western Dutchess counties. Again, this time frame for this particular issuance is from noon until 8 p.m. Guess what? For the heat advisory, same time frame. And these heat advisories will be in effect for the hills of northwestern Connecticut through the Berkshires into southern Vermont, up into the Champlain Valley. They'll extend back through the North Country toward the Capital District and westbound down the Mohawk Valley. Again, the only subtle difference is the fact that with the heat advisory areas, the heat indices will be a touch cooler, relatively speaking, between 100 to 104. The climatological review, an interesting segue as we head through time for today, is the arrival of summer is actually at 7.09 p.m. this evening. We topped out at 79 for an afternoon high back on Tuesday after a morning low of 60. Officially yesterday, no precipitation. So for the month, we stand at just over 2 inches, which is a little bit behind for the pace of June. For the year of 2012, we're standing at 15.83 inches in terms of a liquid quantified number. That's still behind in terms of a departure from normal of approximately an inch and a half. Heating degree days yesterday, obviously none. Cooling degree days yesterday, 5 units. We'll obviously be accumulating quite more today into tomorrow. Here's the specific details I wanted to get into regarding the climatological data for today. Average high-low split is 79 and 58. Many of us will be topping out 15 to 20 degrees higher than that in terms of an air temperature as we head throughout the day for today. In fact, record speaking, 97, the record high today from 1953, a record low, just for your information, a 43 from 1918. So in the forecast as we head through time for today, we'll call for hazy, hot, humid conditions across the entire listening area. As we make our way through the North Country, we'll forecast a high of 93 at Glens Falls, 94 for Hudson Falls, and up to 91 for an afternoon high at Scroon Lake. For central and southern Vermont for today, hazy, hot, humid, a bit of a breeze as well, forecasting a high of 91 for Rutland, 92 as you make your way through Bennington, a touch cooler as you make your way through the higher terrain, west Dover, right down the road from Mount Snow, we'll forecast a high of 85. For the Berkshires, as we head through time forward today, hazy, hot, humid as we head throughout the day forward today, forecasting a high of 92 for Pittsfield, 95 as you make way through Great Barrington and Sheffield, forecast a high of 93 as you make your way back through Williamstown. For the central and southern Adirondacks, as we head through time forward today, hazy, hot, humid, a bit of a breeze blowing as we head through time, forecasting a high of 87 for Speculator, 88 for Paseco, and we'll forecast a high of 89 as you make your way through Lake Pleasant. For the Mohawk and Schoharie Valleys, as we head throughout the day for today, we're talking about hazy, hot, humid conditions, a bit of a breeze blowing on through, and the forecast high of near 89 at Schoharie, 90 as you make your way through Cobleskill, and forecasting a high of 87 as you make your way toward Gilboa. For the mid and lower Hudson Valley, as we head throughout the day for today, from Kingston to Poughkeepsie, including Tivoli and Rhinebeck, hazy, hot, and humid conditions as we head throughout the day for today. A high, forecast-wise, of 97 at Kingston, 96 at Tivoli, and we'll forecast a high of 98 as we make our way through Poughkeepsie. For the Capital District, as we head throughout the day for today, again, hazy, hot, and humid. A bit of a breeze blowing, eventually picking up out of the west at speeds of 5 to 15 as we head through this afternoon. Again, that record high for Albany today, 97 from 1953. We'll forecast a high of 95 as we head throughout the day today. Hazy, warm, muggy as we head through the overnight period tonight, a low down to near 70. We do it all over again as we head throughout the day for tomorrow. Probably we'll see at least heat advisories issued by the National Weather Service Office out of Albany. Hazy, hot, and humid for Thursday, a bit of a breeze, and a forecast high of 95. By the way, the record's 97 from 1938. Rest of the extended forecast shows we look for cooler, less humid weather to arrive for the first part of the weekend, sandwiching between, though, and Friday. Scattered showers and storms, some of which we'll have to keep an eye on. The second half of Friday into Friday night, a high of 86 on Friday. We'll look for cooler, more comfortable weather, dry weather for Saturday, before we reintroduce the chance of showers and storms the second half of Sunday into Sunday night. Stay cool and have a wonderful Wednesday. From News Channel 13, I'm meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.